You can visit our website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Remember yesterday, Brenda, we were talking to Henry Healy?
Oh, do indeed.
Barak's eighth cousin, let's remind everybody, from Moneygall in County Offaly. Anyway, he was talking about his hopes and his nerves for the outcome of the US presidential election. And after leaving our studio, he was heading to the Today studio. And then he was going over to the ambassador's residence, as I understand it, in the Phoenix Park. He got a special invitation.
That's right.
Where he was going to watch the proceedings live on TV. We all know the outcome by now. And I've no doubt that Henry will be delighted to see his cousin Barack Obama securing another 4 years at the White House. I was saying to him yesterday he should ask Barack to come and visit again. And then I heard this morning that actually Henry's asking the Irish government to put out an official request, invitation, should I say, for him to come before the 4 years is up. And why not? Anyway, if you're watching the campaign, following the trail, you will have seen that Barack got a bear hug. Now, normally you see politicians kissing babies whilst canvassing, which I find sickening, I have to say. But at any rate, Barack got a bear hug from a guy called Scott Van Duzer. Scott Van Duzer is the proprietor of a pizza restaurant in Florida where Barack stopped off unannounced.
Scott, what's going on, man? Let me tell you, Scott, you were like the biggest pizza parlor owner I've ever seen, man.
You have no idea.
Look at this guy. Everybody, look at these guns. If I eat your pizza, will I look like that?
You got it. Come on here. I can't even. Come on, man.
Big deal. He gave the president a hug, for heaven's sake. I remember when I met Michael D at the Tall Ships in Waterford before the presidential election campaign here. I'd never met the man before in my life. Met him on the street and recognised him and said hello, and he gave me a big hug.
Well, actually,
he's another hugger.
Now that you mention it, Mary McAleese was very tactile.
Yeah,
when she
was,
the president.
In fact, yeah.
And very much she would hold people's hand and rub their hand. And I saw her hugging loads of people in
really
a very
nice,
comforting way.
It makes you feel good.
She had that human touch.
Brenda, you got a hug off Mother Amma. I'm always tempted to call her Shola Amma. Yeah. I remember the singer, but at any rate.
I know, and it was amazing. There were hundreds and hundreds of people came to get a hug off her. She's known as the Hugging
the
Saint.
Center,
yeah. I brought you along as well.
I got a hug off her and an apple.
Yeah, and she stays for maybe 2 or 3 days
I wasn't
in a location.
Impressed.
Well, I don't know what it is, but everybody seems to know about her. I couldn't figure it out. And everybody was there, from security guards to, you know, lots of women who travelled from all around the country. There was children. They felt it was very important for their children to get a hug. And you queue for ages. And it's not like the hug lasts hours.
No, it's...
it's just a quick, gentle
in and out, so
hug,
to speak. We
literally
have it. Remind you of it.
Oh, stop.
I'm next to get a hug from Mama. I'm just going to put my mini disc recorder down. My turn.
Now, Derek, while she was hugging me there, she was saying, oh, my darling, mama, 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 oh, my darling.
Can you bless my darling?
Oh, my darling, Clementine, she doesn't know the rest of the lyrics. No,
clearly no, 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 no. But look, it was gentle.
Your moment of hugness.
Made me feel good. Yeah.
Anyway, you did a Vox Pop this morning.
One of the things you see when you see kind of teenage girls, particularly 12, 13, 14, if you think of One Direction kind of fans, when they meet each other, they just incessantly hug each other. They hug to say hello. They hug just to hug. They hug to say goodbye.
Brendan O'Carroll does it all the time as well.
Brendan O'Carroll does
Mrs.
it all
Brown's
the time.
Brown's boys. I mean, the entire crew hug.
Constantly.
Hug, well, no, I wouldn't say constantly, but when you arrive into the troop, so to speak, you're hugged immediately. They're always hugging.
Well, you're one of the gang, you see, and it makes you feel, I presume, a
but
sense
the crew,
of belonging.
The cameramen, the sound men, the lighting men.
Everybody.
People walking by the taxi man.
Yeah.
Everybody gets
well,
that'd
be Brendan's persona,
yeah,
I presume. It's
style,
kind of, everybody gets a little bit of it. But particularly teenage girls, they are constantly hugging, hugging, hugging. I had a quick chat with some teenage girls this morning just to see, do they actually hug that much? And I asked the girls, what's the first thing they do when they meet each other?
Say hi and give them a hug.
All of them?
Yeah.
How close a friend would you have to be to give them a hug?
Just friends.
Do you hug a lot?
Yeah, like 3 or 4 times a day.
Now, if you were in a school and said, sorry, that's not allowed, you're hurting each other, would that be a problem?
We'd probably just still do it though.
Are there different kinds of hugs you give?
Well, you could like give a hug messing and then you could give like a nice hug. And then, like, one mess, like, lift them up and turn them around. But then other hugs would just be nice hugs. Right. You don't really, like, take any notice of it. You just do it.
How old age are you?
13.
Okay, would you hug your friends when you meet them?
Yeah. It's just kind of like a instinct, sort of. You kind of just hug them.
How many people would you say you'd hug a day?
15 people? Yeah, like, some of them would just, like, you know, you just kind of run up to them and mess and hug them, you know. Hey, messing.
Hi, what age are you?
14.
Okay, so when you meet your friends, would you hug each other a lot?
Yeah, all the time.
How much?
Well, each one about 5 times a day.
Each person about 5 times a day? If you hug about 5 a day, would they be all girls? Do you mix it with guys or what way?
Yeah, boys as well.
And what do you think of the school in Australia who's banned it?
I think it's ridiculous.
Is a hug about being part of a group?
No, I like hug people I barely know in school because it's just something you do. It's like shaking a hand back in the 80s. Let's
go! Like shaking a hand back in the 80s.
What a great line. What a glimpse into the teenage mind.
Well, you know that. You see, you don't come in early in the morning, but if you were in early enough, you know that myself and Tobriety and Pat and John Murray and Marion Finucane and Mary Wilson and Dave Fanning.
Yeah.
And we all get together and we have a kind of broadcasting hug here every morning, just outside there, yeah.
I can see Tobriety doing it, yeah.
The bus to Gay Burn just outside, that's where we do it. Anyway, apparently it's been scientifically proven that non-sexual cuddling and hugging has physical and psychological benefits. And a 29-year-old New Yorker is now making a business out of it called The Snuggery. Her name is Jackie Samuel and she's on the line now from the Big Apple. Jackie, good afternoon to you. Where did it all begin?
It's just what I've always loved to do. So, I don't know, growing up my parents always told me to make sure you find a job that you love, so that's what I did.
But it's an odd job, you'd have to admit.
It is an odd job, but I suppose I'm an odd person. I think I follow through with my impulses completely. Like, I think a lot of people have jokingly said I should be a professional snuggler. I've heard a few people say that kind of jokingly, and I actually follow through with it.
Now, when you say you follow through with it, would you explain to our listeners exactly how it operates? Who was your first client? How did it come about that you gave somebody a hug and you then said, and by the way, you owe me X amount of money?
My first client was a friend of a friend, and I put it out there in my little group of friends that I would snuggle in exchange for money. Mm-hmm. And then my one friend told this other friend of his who I didn't know about my offer, and he took me up on it. So my very first client was actually in my own bedroom in my own house. And then as business picked up, I figured I needed a location and I should start advertising. So I did that, and it became a more formal business.
Now talk to me about your first client. How old were you at the time? How old was he? How did it come about? What was the arrangement? He arrived at the house and then what?
Okay, I was probably 25 or 26 and he was probably 35, 36. It was arranged through a mutual friend of ours. He arrived at the house. I said hi, introduced myself, and would you like to go snuggle? And we did. And that was, that was it.
So describe what happened exactly. Did you get undressed? Did you keep your clothes on?
No, we were both in our pajamas. We just got right into bed and spooned up next to each other and started talking. And actually, he's still a very good friend today. Yeah, we probably cuddled for about 2 hours because I fell asleep.
And did he arrive in his pajamas?
Yes, he did. It was actually late at night. It was about 11 p.m., so he arrived in his pajamas.
Was he wearing a coat over his pajamas or something?
I think it was summer, so no.
Was there any inappropriate touching or fondling or anything like that? Or was it just a straightforward
point? Nothing like that at all.
So were there ground rules that you set out for him saying, listen, now, this is a business arrangement. I'm a cuddler or a snuggler.
He knew that was the case. In the beginning, I did not set out ground rules, and now I do just because I handle a larger volume of clients. And it's important. I realize it's important to communicate ground rules from the beginning. But in the beginning, I didn't really have a firm idea about what I was doing or what the rules were. So it was more experimental then.
And did it ever get out of hand?
No, it didn't. I was lucky enough to have very respectful people in the beginning, so it never got out of hand.
Because, you know, you could be a little bit vulnerable if you're taking clients into your bedroom.
When I took clients into my bedroom, that was only people that I knew through friends. I never would have invited a stranger into my bedroom. I wouldn't ever take like a client that responded to an advertisement into my bedroom.
Hmm. But some people do respond to your advertisements, and these are people that you don't know because they're new clients or customers. And
yep.
Would you hug them or cuddle them anywhere?
No, it has to be in my specific location, my business location, which is a guest house at my house.
Hmm.
And we have a protocol, like they come in and we go over the policies and they fill out paperwork and then we make sure that we're both comfortable with the arrangement and then we go ahead and cuddle.
So what's the protocol? What's the paperwork they have to fill in?
The paperwork is just information that I'm curious about, like age, marital status, occupation, address, emergency contact. There's some information about like comfort levels with touch, areas of your body that you do and don't like to be touched, what they hope to get out of snuggling. And then we go over my policies and I tell them my policies with touch and like where I'm comfortable being touched, where I'm not comfortable being touched. We talk about their comfort areas. Very basic, practical information.
And where would you be uncomfortable being touched?
Anywhere the undergarments cover, I wouldn't want to be touched.
Mm. So everywhere else is okay, fair game, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you see, well, if I was giving somebody cuddling, come over here, Brenda, for a second. Let's just give us.
Hang on 1 second, because Jackie. We'll be with you in a minute. We're going to have a snuggle.
If you're yeah. You know, if you're giving somebody a little bit of a cuddle,
I don't get paid enough,
you just kind of put your arms around them, and they put their arms around you, right? Give us a cuddle there, Brenda.
Oh,
now hang on, you sneaked in a kiss. Get off me. So now Brenda sneaked in a kiss there. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if a client gave you a kiss during a cuddle?
I don't mind if it's a quick little dry kiss, but I tell people that it has to be within what I'm comfortable with. I kind of have a no kissing policy if it goes beyond that.
Mm. So. Well, Brenda kissed me on the cheek. It was a little bit sloppy. But at any rate, it seems, you know, from this distance, from this remove, a little bit kind of odd, because I imagine people, when they see your advertisement, what does your advertisement say, by the way?
Experience the healing power of touch in your private and professional snuggling session.
You see, if I saw that ad, I'd be kind of wondering, is there more to it than meets the eye? Because I remember I saw an ad in Canada. I was in Toronto one time, and it was one of the classifieds, and it said, nude house cleaner, $10 per hour. No sex, just a really clean house. And that was the ad.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of mm-hmm. imagined that, well, if you had a nude house cleaner in your house, it really, is that all they're going to be doing, cleaning the house? No, I didn't have a house in Toronto.
You know, I think this gets into women's rights. I feel like women have a right to be who they are. Like, I love to cuddle, and I feel like I'm kind of being pigeonholed, like being told, because you're cuddling, you must be offering sex, too. And I think that's wrong, because who I am as a woman is someone who loves to cuddle, and I have a right to offer that service without being accused of offering more. I don't know.
No, I agree with you. And by the way, for the record, I wasn't accusing you of offering any more. I was saying,
if
you saw that ad, some people might imagine or assume that, read between the lines sort of thing, there's more on offer. That's all I'm asking you.
But the only way to eliminate assumptions like that is to pursue what you love doing and not offer more, so that people get used to the idea. And I feel like snuggling without sex should be something that people are used to and something that women can do, and men, anyone, you know.
Would you only snuggle men?
No, I absolutely would snuggle anybody.
Anybody who's prepared to pay. So how much do you charge?
It's $60 for 1 hour.
It's a lot of hugging.
Oh, it certainly is. I can ask you a very delicate question. It is a very delicate question, and probably one that's slightly inappropriate for the time of day. But what happens if you have a male client and he gets aroused?
If that happens, I try to just reposition myself so it isn't touching me. But other than that, nothing. I mean, that happens when people get massages as well.
Hmm.
And it just doesn't seem like a problem to me. It's a normal physiological response. And I'm not bothered by it as long as people stay within the confines of what I'm comfortable with.
I'm just wondering, Jackie, the range of people that come to you, what kind of situations are they in themselves? Are they a bit vulnerable? Are they low? Are they lonely? What things do you come across?
There's such a broad range of people. Yesterday I saw a doctor, a contractor, and a computer software developer. So I don't really know how to categorize them because everybody's so different and their moods are also different. There's just so much diversity, and I think that reflects the fact that the need for touch is so universal, and you can't pigeonhole it or, you know, stereotype it to one category of people. It's a very universal need, so I don't think there's any way to categorize.
Well, it's an interesting profession, and I wish you the very best of luck, and safe, as they say in Hill Street Blues, be safe out there. And thank you for talking to us. I wonder, Brenda, is there anybody in Ireland doing this as a profession? It would be an interesting one, wouldn't it?
I have to be honest with you. I'm tempted.
I'm tempted myself.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, a snuggler is a person in your neighbourhood. In your neighbourhood. Now, Brenda.
Yes.
I believe you went onto the streets to find out what people had to say about hugging.
Yeah, well, I wondered would people actually pay for a hug here in Ireland? Probably some business research of my own, if I'm thinking of setting up. How important are hugs in their lives? A little bit disappointed to find people weren't willing to hug me like they should, because I think I'm a lovable, cuddly kind of huggy person.
Yeah.
And I thought people would hug me, but I was a bit disappointed to find that very few people wanted to hug me. But I went out anyway and I talked to people, and I started off by asking them, are hugs important to you in your life?
Not to me. I hug the kids. When it comes to adults, I don't. I'd never say hello and hug you. I can't remember ever getting a hug, because most of my friends said no, like that I don't like to be hugged.
And why is that?
I don't know. I just, as I was growing up, like, it never was done. An old-fashioned family, and it wasn't done.
So if I went to give you a hug, you'd recoil?
Yeah,
You're standing back as we speak.
Yeah, invading my space.
Sorry. There's a woman in New York now, and she's making a living, and you pay her to get a hug off, or just a hug. What do you think of that?
It's a great job if you can get it.
Can I ask, have you a partner, have you a husband?
Yeah, I have a husband, and I've 10 children.
How many?
10.
Oh my goodness me.
And 17 grandchildren. And
and what about your husband? I mean, would you never hug each other?
No, we wouldn't.
Well, obviously you've done something, because you've 10 kids.
Yeah, like 10 kids. Like. But not in public, no, we wouldn't, no.
Okay, well, I won't ask you for a hug then.
Okay, thank you very much.
Now, sir, are hugs important to you?
A hug is a nice, warm way to greet someone and welcome someone. A hug is nice. It makes you feel good. It makes a day better. And mostly it's girls that hug me, or I'd hug, you know. Lads, not really, you know.
Can I ask you about your dad? Would he have given you hugs? Is he a hugger?
Like, when I was younger, if I ever got upset about something, or he'd give me a hug, it'd make me feel better. You know, my dad, he's a top bloke, so...
Oh, well, then we better name him.
Paul Leahy.
Okay. The woman in New York who's getting paid to give hugs, what do you think? Would you pay for it?
No, I wouldn't know the woman.
Do you have to know somebody to hug them?
Yeah.
Well, listen, will I give you a hug? Do you mind? Or would that be a bit... Well, actually, I don't know you.
No, it's okay, yeah.
It's okay, but you're not enthused about it?
I'm not enthused about it, no, to be honest.
He's looking around to see if anybody looking. So do you want me to leave the hug, or do you want me to hug you?
I suppose you might as well. No, I'd say maybe just leave.
Are you somebody who likes a hug?
I do, yes. I love a hug.
Did you get one this morning?
I did.
Who'd you get one off?
Off my wife.
Who's here with you? Hello.
Hello, how are you, Brenda?
How are you? Would you give each other hugs every day?
We would, yes.
Like an old hug in the morning times.
How important in your life do you think a hug is?
I actually think it's very important to have a hug, because, I don't know, it just gets up close and personal, and even to give your kids a hug. Yeah, I think it's very important, yeah.
Would your dad be a hugger, or was he a hugger?
No, definitely not. No, he was a hard-working man, and it wasn't like that back then, you know.
So how did you become such a good hugger then?
From my wife.
Can you think of times in your life where a hug was very important?
Well, we just said goodbye to our son. He went to Australia on Saturday with his wife and their baby, and they were only home, the baby was born in Australia, and they were home for 5 weeks, so that was a hug I will never forget. There was tears and snot and everything involved in that one. It was unbelievable. Yeah. It was the hardest hug I've ever had to do.
I love a hug because it makes me feel good, and it makes me feel that somebody loves me, and I feel then that when I'm hugging them that they know that they're being loved.
Did you get a hug this morning?
I did.
From who?
I got a hug off my husband and one off my daughter.
When you were growing up, was there many hugs in the household?
Loads of hugs. Absolutely loads. We mightn't have had much, but we'd loads of hugs.
Is there a time that stands out in your life where a hug was very important to you?
When we discovered that my father was dying, and I hadn't seen a close friend of mine that I'd worked with for years, and she found out that my father was dying, and she came up. I just opened the door and we just hugged and hugged and hugged. And it was magic. Because I hadn't seen her for so long, I knew she was still my friend, but I didn't need to see her every day. But she was there when I needed her, and I just happened to need her at that time, and she was there.
Would you pay for it in New York?
I would.
You'd go up and you would
pay
for it?
Yeah, I would pay for a hug. Yeah, I would.
Why?
Because, as I said to you, I think a hug's a lovely thing. It makes everyone feel good. Well, it makes me feel good. I don't know about everyone else.
That's nice, isn't it?
Well, she's a lovely
nice,
lady.
As Mrs. Brown says. Anyway, Derek, my daughter shared a house when she went to college with a man who wore an Aran hat to bed.
Wow.
It was the same bed as the one the your daughter was in. But at any rate,
how did she know?
She said, I knitted them myself. Another here, hi, Derek. I have to say, my son Richard gives the best hugs ever, says Teresa. Colette has been on to say that she works for a Japanese research and development company based in Mullingar. And during her 2-day training sessions, she teaches people how to give hugs.
Oh.
All right. She says it is heart to heart and thinking positive thoughts. And she's been doing this for 13 years. And I remember June Rogers telling me before she became a megastar on the comedy circuit. She worked for Fujitsu Microelectronics.
That's right, yes.
In Tala. From the TV program. In Tala. And I think they had a little thing they used to have to sing about Fujitsu before they started work every day, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, we'd probably get her on the phone. But that might be for you, Brenda.
Give me that. I'm very interested.